Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, October 5th, and we always like Fridays and because they're fun. You know, they're just fun. And today we have a great guest coming back, so it promises to be a great show, I think. Mm-hmm. Right? The sun is out again, the sky's clear, and we're back here for another, hour, I guess, and then we move on to the weekend.
Yeah.
What about your weekend? Do you have anything planned?
No, not a thing.
Nothing.
Just going to go with the flow.
Okay, I know that's pretty much how I feel.
There's, I have no clue.
Nothing left to do in this town, man. I've done just about everything there was to
do. Yeah, I'm just like
and the, more, you know.
Yeah, I want to get my nails done. It's like the only thing I have planned today.
Okay, take some trips or something. You know, do a day trip or something. You know,
you guys have someone to go on a trip. I'm not like you. I'm not going on a trip by myself.
No, get somebody. You have people. I mean, you may not have a lot of close friends, but you can get somebody to go with you. What about that guy?
The one I just met? Yeah. Hey, just met you. Do you want to go on a fucking trip?
Yeah, like for a few hours.
No.
Just a day trip.
No, definitely
Why?
Not. See, I just want to like take that one slow.
Really?
I just don't like, I feel like as soon as I start getting attached, I start to get crazy. I just don't really want to get there yet.
Well, that's good. At least you're aware of it and you're making an effort. Mm-hmm. To do it the right way. So that's good, you know?
Yeah. You can't have any expectations for somebody you just met.
Right.
I was just like, all right. Like
expectations.
Yeah, I like who you are so far, but I don't really know you.
Yeah, yeah. Just tread carefully and you'll do fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I hope I do see him this weekend.
Yeah, okay.
Hopefully.
Hopefully you will see him this weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm definitely not going to hit him up and say, let's go for a fucking trip. Hey, pal.
I would. Listen, it's a few hours. I'm not telling you to take a week in Hawaii with him.
No. I would like to go to Hawaii.
So what if you guys are in the car for a few hours together? It's not the end of the world.
That could make or break a relationship for sure. 3 hours yours. In a car with somebody?
Maybe your relationship.
Like it's over. Right, know, when we get there.
But I have noticed that vacations can be stressful on couples, mm-hmm. you know? Because you're like in unfamiliar territory.
Yeah.
People are pulling in different directions and stuff. I don't know. It's happened to me before. That's why I kind of, I decided I'd rather travel alone. I don't have to depend on anybody, you know?
Right.
So that's the way it is, but we'll see. So a great weekend coming up, I guess. I don't know. I don't have much to do either, but, you know, we'll do some work. Oh, I do have to work. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that exciting? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But whatever. So, I wanted to bring up something that I totally forgot, which I usually do.
Yeah, you do.
Right?
Yep.
So we just go along with that, right? And if it comes back up, we'll talk about it. But we're going to bring on our guest right now. We're joined by Zoriana Kitt. Welcome back, Zoriana.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for having me. I've missed you guys.
I know, right?
I missed us, too.
I've been following Danny's social life on Instagram.
Oh, God.
Oh, my
it's hard
God.
Not to, right?
I mean, your outfits. Girl,
I know. I look like a completely different person here.
You're gonna have to help me sometimes. I'm gonna have to have you help pick out my outfits for me.
PrettyLittleThing.com and Fashion Nova, girl. It's like all I wear.
That's amazing.
Do you need, why you feel you need a makeover or something?
Not a makeover, but I mean, you know, it's just sometimes you just get in this rut where you just don't feel like getting dressed up and
right.
You don't
so you need some motivation
anywhere.
Or something.
Yeah, like I'd rather wear like my yoga pants all day long, but like when I see pictures of her looking smoking hot. In these dresses and going
but
out.
But she wears her yoga pants all day.
I do. I do. What an illusion. What a facade I put on.
Ah, but she looks amazing. She's got great taste and great style. So
and you figured out the persona thing online, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
very good. You don't have to be who you are in real life online, you know? You just give.
And that's the crazy thing, because so many people look up to people on social media. And, like, they're literally just showing you, like, maybe 0.001% of, like, who they actually are.
Right, exactly, you know. And also, they don't tell you about all the negative stuff, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Except the depressed ones. Some people constantly complain on social media. I'm like, come on, man. Nobody wants to hear this.
Right. I mean, I complain a lot on social media. I do.
But you probably get comments on it.
I do. Right? Yeah. People complain with me. I'm like, all right, we in this complaining together.
Shit. Over a quarter of a million people following you. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Right. Yeah. I want more.
We all want more, right?
I know.
We all
want more. Isn't it like no one's ever satisfied?
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, because you haven't done anything with it. I'm telling you.
I know.
Oh, and don't try to do it like you are now.
What do you mean?
Like you constantly, like you post now. Dress by this, makeup by this, all this. I mean, you got to integrate it in what you do, but don't try to seem like you're selling this stuff or pushing it.
Oh, know? Right. Yeah, yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah.
So, kind of like I'm telling you, you need to talk to someone who knows the shit.
Right.
All right. So,
back to you.
All right. Yeah. So
Zoriana is here to talk about movies today.
Movies and gifting lounges.
Yeah. You love movies and stuff like that, anything related.
Yeah.
To Hollywood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this weekend.
Just remind us a little bit, though. Are you originally from LA? We don't remember.
Zoriana is a Ukrainian name.
Right.
I'm Ukrainian. It's my first language, but my parents immigrated from Ukraine to Canada, which is where I was born and raised.
Oh, I see. Okay. Where in Canada?
Ottawa and Toronto.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Toronto's
I remember that
cool.
story.
Yeah. Well, I don't. And besides, our listeners might want to know, too. You know, you got to remember that.
That's
you
true.
Can't assume people listen every day and remember everything.
Of course. Yeah, that's very true. Of course. It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So Zoriana was here before we talked. What movies did we talk about last time? Do you remember?
A bunch.
Something was coming up.
Because you started talking about movies too, and then it just kind of snowballed into all sorts of movies.
Yeah, so, that's very true.
Pretty good. Are you going to see A Star Is Born this weekend with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper?
See, the thing is like I don't have anyone to go to the movies with, so I literally have to wait, or I wait for it to hit the fire stick.
So she watches at home.
Oh, I love going by myself. Don't you?
No, I went once to see that Julia Roberts movie. What is Secrets in Their Lies?
That's Secrets in Lies?
No. The movie with Julia Roberts and the guy who played 12 Years a Slave and her daughter gets murdered.
Huh.
Yeah. No?
You stumped her.
Wow.
And she's a movie lover.
I know.
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll look.
It was
it up
very,
later.
Very boring.
We'll look it
Which
up.
And you saw it by yourself?
Like Nicole Kidman's in it. It's like an all-star cast. It was very boring.
Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
It was boring, right?
Ah, well.
It was good, but it was boring.
Good acting. Good actors in it.
Yeah.
Good
very long.
You felt the story was boring.
Yeah.
And I went to the movies by myself, so I was like,
yeah.
Like, well, stay awake.
I'm going to see A Star Is Born. You should go see it too so we can talk about it next week.
I know.
Because in preparation for that film, I watched Lady Gaga's documentary on Netflix, 5'2".
Really?
And it's a documentary about her and her life and stuff.
Right.
So I'm getting ready for A Star Is Born by learning all about Lady Gaga.
Right.
Wow. And I can't wait to see.
Was that documentary good?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, you know, it's always interesting to see people behind the scenes. You just never know if they're so conscious that the camera's following them that they're truly being themselves, or if they're being a certain way and projecting a certain image because the cameras are watching and they are very conscious of how they want to appear to people. But it's interesting. She's interesting. I mean, the title says it all. She is 5'2".
Yeah.
She's a tiny little thing.
Yeah, but she's amazing in what she's accomplished, in her life.
Yeah, she's very well
known. And it's funny. I was trying to explain to my mom who Lady Gaga was yesterday, and I showed her the picture with the meat dress.
Oh, yeah, that's the famous one.
Because that was unbelievable. I looked at it yesterday, and I thought, God, that is gross, know?
Yeah.
But she did that. She had a lot of other things
I'm loving that she is really stripped bare.
Right, she doesn't need this anymore.
Right, yeah.
So it's not just in the movie, in her career too. I mean, I've seen more recent pictures, and she just looks like a normal person now.
Oh, naturel.
Yeah.
Well, the movie's not based on her life. It's just like
Yes, it's. I think we talked about this last time a little bit, because this is a remake, and this is like the third or fourth remake of the film. And so they've updated it, obviously, for today's times, where she becomes a different type of superstar than, let's say, Barbara Streisand did in that version.
Right.
So, yeah, I can't wait to see it.
I think it looks really good. Does Bradley Cooper actually sing, or do you think he's lip syncing?
Oh, no, he actually sings.
Yeah, wow. That's what I heard. He can sing, yeah.
So it's like, if you act, I guess you can do it all, right? Sing, dance.
Because they teach you everything.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, because he sounds pretty good in the trailer.
You need to be muscular. They'll send you to a trainer. You'll come back muscular for the movie.
Yeah.
You need to gain weight, lose weight. They do all that.
Well, like Matthew McConaughey.
But listen, the movie that I wanted to talk about, First Man, it's about going to the moon. And I can tell you, Ryan Gosling did not go to the moon in preparation for this movie at all.
I'm sure he's done a lot of reading and what happened and everything.
Yeah.
So First Man is a science, a space movie.
Yes. Yeah.
And this is with, you said Ryan Gosling?
Yeah. Do you guys like space movies?
No.
I don't, but I like Ryan Gosling. Yeah. But no, all those Matt Damon movie and the other one.
I liked Gravity. That was Sandra Bullock stuck up in space.
Never had an interest to see it.
So good. And then Apollo 13, of course, all-star cast. Tom
Hanks. That was good. It was based on a true story, more or less. But
this is based on a true story.
But like Interstellar. I don't know. I can't get into these movies. You know, but look, it's a question of taste. Who cares?
Exactly.
Right? But we'll talk about this. So this is about the landing on the moon.
This is about, it's the story of Neil Armstrong and the NASA space program and, the first landing on the moon.
Of Apollo 11. Yeah, and that was 1969, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. I was a kid. I remember that. I would build like you have airplane models and car models to build, like kits. And I built like the whole Apollo 11. It had different pieces to it, the part that landed on the moon, the part that went around the moon, and it was really cool, you know. Yeah. So I remember it like it was yesterday. You guys hadn't been born yet.
No.
But,
go
on.
Well, this is based on a biography of Neil Armstrong.
Right.
So there is like source material that they've used for this. And it's directed by Damien Chazelle, and he did La La Land. Did you guys see La La Land?
No, I think I'm the only person that didn't see that.
No, because I'm not into musicals, but I did hear it was good.
Did you? He also directed, he won an Oscar for writing La La Land. Mm. And then he was nominated for an Oscar for writing the movie Whiplash. Did you guys see Whiplash?
I saw it, and it was, so Whiplash, when you watched the trailer, I was like, I'm not going to be into this, but got stuck in a blizzard, and the only thing like I hadn't seen on demand was this movie, and I was like, I'm just gonna give it a shot. And it actually was really good. Like, the acting was incredible in it.
So I loved both of those movies, and La La Land was really fun. Like you said, it's a musical, and so you kind of have this perception of the director Damien Chazelle that, you know, he can handle musicals and all these great films. So what's he gonna bring to an astronaut movie?
Right.
Well,
hold on.
You know, okay.
So did you get to see it?
Yeah, I did. I saw it.
Really?
I saw it on IMAX. And so being Canadian, I didn't learn the whole history of the moon landing and Neil Armstrong. But of course, those are buzzwords that you always know, because it was such a historical event.
Right.
So in the film, you learn a lot about Neil Armstrong. Like, I didn't know that he and his wife, they had a 2-year-old daughter that they lost to brain cancer.
I didn't know.
And then he went on to become an astronaut. And then the film also, you learn a lot about the space program, like how competitive the U.S. was with the Soviet Union about who was going to be the first country to put their flag on the moon.
Right.
And how each flight that the space program did, resulted in a lot of deaths. I mean, Neil Armstrong lost a lot of colleagues through malfunctions and things like that. So there's with losing his daughter and then losing his friends, there was a lot of loss.
So
and
basically also, he's depressed.
You got that right. You're on point. And also, I didn't know that the government and even the U.S. citizens were not always supportive of the U.S. space program, because the tax dollars were going towards that. And, astronauts were dying and people weren't always supportive of, like, do we want to continue doing this? Do we really want to be on the moon? So all that is in the film. So that the historical aspect is interesting.
Yeah.
But because I loved La La Land and Whiplash, and those movies left me wanting more, I wanted to know what happened to those characters afterwards, this movie, I found it to be a little dry, a little boring. Yeah. And for me, it's because Neil Armstrong, played by Ryan Gosling, good actor, played solidly. But I think Neil Armstrong himself is just not charismatic enough of a person to have a whole movie around him.
Right.
He's very stoic. He doesn't show any emotion. And watching the film, I felt like someone was telling me, this movie is important. Watch it.
Right.
It's very important.
Almost like a documentary rather than an entertainment.
Right. Except there were two issues that prevented me from seeing this film. And the first thing is it's shot from a like an astronaut's perspective. So the camera is so shaky.
Really?
That from the get-go, I got nauseous.
Really? Like a body cam?
Handheld. Whoa. And I got nauseous from the opening scene, and it was just really hard for me to recover. I just really couldn't enjoy the
film. So that's distracting.
I've never seen so much handheld, jiggly camera work in a film before, ever.
Wow.
And I don't even feel like it was necessary.
Yeah, was it really necessary to do?
Like, so that right away gave me a barrier. I couldn't ease into the film. And the other thing is that, this whole thing about him losing his daughter at the beginning of the film, it really hangs over the movie. There's always flashbacks. He never talks about his daughter. He doesn't talk about it with anyone. He's still dealing with his death. And at the beginning of the film, after her death, there's the funeral, and the little baby wore this bracelet, and he puts it in a drawer, right?
Right.
Well, what do you think happens to that bracelet at the end of the movie? Like, all of a sudden, he's up on the moon, and he's got the bracelet, and it's just like, come on, like, do you really need to go to the moon in order to get over your daughter's death? Like, is that what it took? You can't talk to your wife. You can't talk to your friends.
Did his wife leave him?
No. I mean, in real life, he had two wives. Like, he had another marriage.
Right.
But with this woman, he had three kids. And she's played by Claire Foy from The Crown. And she's really good. But it was just like this whole, like, the whole loss coupled with him getting on the moon. Like, listen, I don't know. I don't know if the real Neil Armstrong really took his... you know, his deceased daughter's bracelet.
That's probably
to the
part
moon.
Of the drama in the film.
Yeah,
but
they probably needed like more of a storyline because like he's just not like.
I tried Googling that and I couldn't find. Yeah, I couldn't find anything about a bracelet.
Is he still alive?
Neil Armstrong? No, he's not.
Yeah. So like, we don't even know if he really
he
took
died
the bracelet.
Not too long ago,
yeah, exactly. But but the second
they always wait for the person to die to drop a film just so they can add some shit and they can't say anything. You can't confirm or deny if this is true.
Well, after watching the film, Buzz Aldrin, who also just recently died, he was Neil Armstrong's colleague that did the moon landing. So he was actually the second man
to
step out on the moon.
Right, and the third one was Collins. Yeah. What was his first name, Collins?
You're the American, not me.
Yeah, well,
I don't know shit.
Anyway, go on.
But Buzz Aldrin... in the movie is the really charismatic one. Like, he's mouthy, he says what he wants, and I just felt like that's the guy I want to see a movie about.
He's been more in the public eye, you know, Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah.
He's like always in things and events. And
so that's
like
the guy who was like, you know, Neil Armstrong, he was boring. He was boring. I understand it's important. I'm happy I saw the film.
Right.
But between feeling nauseous and feeling like someone's forcing like this story of loss on me, I just felt like a little bit manipulated, and I didn't love it. But technically speaking, the movie is wonderfully shot. It's beautiful to look at. So from a technical standpoint, it's a success.
Great.
So if you like things like, you know, lunar landings and biopics and things like that, then definitely go check it out. But for me, it didn't work for me, and you know, getting nauseous at the beginning is just...
Doesn't sound like something I'm ever even going to see when it comes out.
Right. Mm-mm. See what great memory I have? Michael Collins, man. I remember it because I remember their names. I mean, I remember what they looked like in their spacesuits and everything, you know? It was like such a dream. I was a 9-year-old boy seeing people going into space, going to the moon, and in America too, you know. I was like so impressed, you know. So it was cool. But that's what I remember most is that space flight. Okay, so we killed that one to we beat that one to death.
Yes.
Right? So the verdict is you should go if you oh, okay, let me ask you this. Yes. So someone like me, for example, who liked the real events, do you think I would enjoy
yes,
it?
Yes, I think you would.
Really?
I think you would.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, you're able to rattle off the astronaut's name. And because you were alive during that landing and you have vivid memories of where you were at the time, I think you would really get a kick out
probably,
of
huh?
watching that it's happen true. And seeing the whole world kind of come together for this landing, because you'll think of where you were and then you'll have this other connection to the film that maybe other people won't.
Mm-hmm.
And if
true.
You don't, if you're not prone to nausea, you'll definitely enjoy it more than yeah, I did.
I don't know about shaky cameras, man.
I only went to see like one movie in 3D because the regular one was sold out and I ended up leaving and asking for my money back.
Really?
So if it's
yeah.
anything like 3D,
crazy,
I can't do
huh?
it.
I just think if you're a fan of Damien Chazelle's work in Whiplash and La La Land, and if that's what you're expecting, like an entertaining type of a
right.
film in that regard, you're not going to get it in First Man.
Oh, wow.
You're not that. That's not what that is.
All right. Well, that's important to know.
Yeah.
All
right. For those of you just joining us, the voice you're hearing is Oriana mm-hmm. Kitt, and she loves to talk about movies and she mm-hmm. gets into them and everything a lot more than I do. I mean, I started watching a few movies and after 5 minutes, I'm like, okay, next, you know.
Not me.
So, yeah, you talked me out of Ghostbusters, so I didn't even finish watching that.
Movie was trash.
Yeah, but
did you like
Ghostbusters, the new
Wait,
one?
Wait, the new one?
Yeah.
No, right?
No.
Yeah, so that's
they
why.
They hyped it up so much because it was an all-female cast, and it's just like the script, everything, the plot.
Some movies shouldn't be remade. You yeah. should just let the classics be classics, and
yeah.
that's it.
Like, I hope they never try to remake Casper.
Casper.
Which the one? Ghost? The Christina Ricci version? I think...
No, that's a random goddamn movie.
What? Well, I heard they're remaking Hocus Pocus.
Oh, well, they're creating a live-action CGI version of Lilo and Stitch, which, I'm sorry, I'm really excited about.
I do like that movie. It's so cute.
Yes, I know. A little so blue cute. Alien
so
with those figures.
So it's live-action yeah. slash animation?
Yeah, because one? There's because Stitch is a little creature
so they're gonna
from
make,
outer space.
Right.
So they're going to make it like Peter Rabbit?
Yeah, either Peter Rabbit or even like, is it the lion, the Jungle Book? You know, that was
oh,
live
yeah,
action
yeah.
with
yeah.
CGI.
Right,
yeah, yeah.
And Space Jam too. Remember that one with
with
what?
Yeah,
you remember
but that's
that
like
one?
Not like the new. Like I don't think it would look like that anymore. But they are remaking.
No, because it was 2D animation.
Yes.
Now it's 3D.
Like
animation.
Roger Rabbit, same
yeah.
thing.
Right.
Yeah.
yeah, but they're remaking Space Jam. LeBron James is the lead.
Oh, okay,
yeah. That's awesome.
I'm like, please don't disappoint.
Yeah,
God, because the original with Michael Jordan is like everything. Such a good film. So we'll see.
I don't think
goes.
LeBron James can disappoint, period, at the moment.
Well, I don't think he can act. That's the thing. Like, he produced Amy Schumer's movie, was it Trainwreck?
Mm-hmm.
But he only had, like, maybe 5 lines in the entire movie. But he, like, the lines, it was like, all right, like, anyone could have just walked in and said that. I don't know if he can carry a whole. I mean, everyone's going to see it because it's LeBron James.
Yeah.
And he's just like LeBron
right.
James.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that the movie's going to be good. But Michael Jordan couldn't really act either. And the movie was good, so we'll see.
Kobe yeah. won an Oscar.
I know, that's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
For a documentary about himself.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gee, that's hard to do. That
did.
Takes a lot of talent, right?
Yeah. It wasn't animated, right? I think it was animated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was animated. I'm not sure though. But yeah, I remember him winning an Oscar, and I was like, "What is this?"
Do you like the Oscars when Oscar season comes along?
Oh, I guess.
Do you go like on the red carpet and stuff?
Yeah,
you
I
probably do.
Yeah.
I figured.
And
know?
I've actually been to the Oscars a few times myself. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Cool.
I went 2 years ago last time. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. How do you get in? You got to know people.
Well, I've gone before because. The places that I've worked at, actually, we've received tickets.
I see, like, assignments.
Yeah, so, like, when I was at The Hollywood Reporter, we got X amount of tickets to go to the Oscars.
Uh-huh.
When I was at Reuters, X amount of tickets. But 2 years ago, actually, a friend was nominated. So he got a bunch of tickets, and so a bunch of us went together, and that was,
how cool.
that was
That's
really fun.
Fun.
Yeah.
So now, do you use this professionally? Also, all your knowledge about this stuff. What do you use it like in your life too, or is it just something you like?
Well, you know,
I mean, you worked at the Hollywood Reporter and everything, so you are living it.
Yes. Well, the other film I was going to talk about today, but I was going to save it for next week because it comes out next week, is this film called Beautiful Boy, and it's Steve Carell and Timothée Chalamet.
Okay, wait, no, I'm thinking something different. I'm thinking the other one was Steve Carell where he, like, got beat up.
That's coming out?
Yeah, it's coming out. He, like, got beat up and he makes, like a doll.
Oh, Marwen.
Yeah.
Yes, that's another. Yes, there's a lot of Steve Carell movies coming out. So this particular film is an amalgamation of two books. One is about a dad who wrote about his son's addiction to crystal meth, and the other book is the son's own book about being addicted to crystal meth. So they combine them into one movie called Beautiful Boy, and it's essentially Steve Carell dealing with his son's spiral into crystal meth addiction.
Right.
And so you see how it affects the family, and of course the whole opiate stuff is very topical today. We're always talking about the crisis here in the US. And so with a movie like that, knock on wood, I don't have personal experience in any capacity with family and friends having that type of an addiction. But when you watch this film, for me, watching it felt a little bit like I was watching a PSA, like, don't do drugs. This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. Yeah. And so it was really like drugs are bad. And it was like this cycle of he goes down, he spirals, he rehabs, he relapses. He spirals, he gets better, he relapses. Right. Blah, blah, blah.
And so it's like a hamster wheel. But that's the way it is in real life.
Exactly. So when you ask me, do I ever use it in real life? Well, I took a friend of mine whose husband had, well, now ex-husband, had that story. Oh, wow. And we went to see it, and she was a total mess. I mean, she cried throughout the film. Afterwards, she wanted to talk about it, and she said, I lived that movie.
Really?
That was my story, except instead of my son, it was my husband.
Right.
And that movie portrayed everything accurately, according to her. Wow. And because there's a lot of people who have lived through something like that, I think people who go see that movie will feel like they're not alone. They'll feel, they'll really relate, and they'll really be affected. I mean, I'm sure those two leads will be nominated for Oscars in some capacity, best actor or best supporting. The performances are amazing.
But so, for me, Timothée
Chalamet.
Chalamet, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know who he is?
No.
Did you see Call Me By Your Name?
Okay, he's the young
he's
guy.
The kid,
okay.
Yeah, the kid.
Is
in
he
that
gay
movie.
In real life?
I mean, I don't know anything about his personal life, so I always wonder. I don't know. I don't. I mean, he's young. He's like 22.
Yeah.
If he is, I don't know. If he isn't, I don't know.
Right.
And that's someone who's, I think, managed to keep his life very private.
Yeah. He's like not in the blogs
him.
At all.
Yeah. Exactly.
Nothing.
Good for him. Yeah.
There's a lot of people that actually stay out of the blogs, like a lot of actors. I feel like Michelle Williams never really in there. Like,
I think as an actor, it's so important to just stay out of everything so then people don't make judgments. I mean, come on, it's going to be hard to watch any Ben Affleck movie without knowing
that he's like a gambling porn star addict.
So if you don't know anything about anyone, like Ryan Gosling also, he's very private.
Him and his wife,
really
and they
private.
Have two kids now?
See? The fact that you have to ask that means that you don't even know.
No,
but how many kids does Ben Affleck have?
Three.
See,
right?
You know that. You know that.
Trivia.
Yeah. That's true. You're right. So some of them are more private than others.
Yeah.
Doesn't he also live outside of Hollywood?
Timothy?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's French.
No, not Timothy. Who was the other one we just talked about?
Timothée Chalamet?
What's that?
Ryan Gosling or Ben
Ryan Gosling.
Oh.
Isn't he like in Canada?
No, he's from Canada.
He is from Canada.
I actually don't know where he lives.
But do you think he lives here?
I think he lives here. I'm pretty sure he lives here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I remember it's something Canadian about him.
Yeah.
But good. So, I mean, any movie with him would probably be compelling enough to watch the whole thing at least.
No, I'm not watching it.
And by the way, Steve... Oh, you don't want to see the drug movie?
No, I want to see the drug movie,
And also, Steve Carell, I mean... doing a drama. He's so good at doing drama because everyone always thinks of him as like
The Office.
The Office and then those 20-year-old virgin and 40 all the 40-year-old virgin.
20-year-old virgin's not that bad.
Even those you don't find them today.
You know, in Foxcatcher, he played that wrestling coach who was really creepy.
Right.
So he's really just developed as an amazing actor. And here playing a father who's struggling to get his son better, but he's got other kids that it's affecting. And mm-hmm. at some point you just have to say, like, I can't help you anymore, or right. I'm not going to give you $200 because you don't, you're not going to use that $200 for food. You're going to use it for drugs.
Right. You know? So it's hard. It really is hard when you have someone like that in your family, especially if they're young. And they're still stupid in many ways.
But also just as a parent, because I have two kids, 11 and 15. It's like whatever they want, you want to give them. You know, you just, you know, if you have nieces and nephews that you love and want to spoil you.
That's what I'm saying. But, but and you say, why not? If they want something, why wouldn't I give it to them? It's not like when we were kids and our parents had reasons. We didn't have enough money. We couldn't this, you know. But I think, but we also developed inevitably a very entitled and spoiled generation.
Sure.
I'm seeing that all over the place. So it's not just my kids. Yeah. I'm seeing it with everybody tells me the same thing.
Well, there's this scene in Beautiful Boy where the father and son meet at a cafe that they've gone to their whole lives. And the boy arrives and it's clear he's on drugs. And he's just like, hey, Dad, can you just lend me a couple $100? And he's like, no. Oh, come on, Dad, just a couple $100. I just need to this, that and the other. And it's you see that like the dad wants to believe it, but his gut instinct knows that it's not the right thing.
And
the pain of you're like your heart's being ripped out.
Because it is your kid, you know, you want to give them what they want.
But you don't want to enable them. Yeah. It's like every parent's worst nightmare. Again, I hope I never have to go through anything.
And you know what?
Sometimes
it's out of the control. Like you can teach your kids your whole life not to do drugs, but if they go to one party and they get influenced by one person, that could be like it.
That's true.
It erases it negates everything.
And
then,
and you just hope that you give him a good enough foundation not to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
And some might even, you know, reject the temptation and be able to resist it.
Yeah.
But other ones, like you said, all it takes is one friend.
Yeah.
You know, that's very sad.
And in this film, Steve Carell is divorced from the boy's mother and he's remarried with a new woman and they have kids.
Right.
So it's also sort of like, how much does the non-biological mother insert herself into the process, right? Like where do you stand as someone, like you've raised this kid, but you didn't give birth to him. He has his own mother, but you need to protect your own little biological kids because you don't want, you know, a drug addict in your house.
Right.
So how much do you say, hey, don't do this, or hey, get out of my house, or hey, I had, you know, $100 in my purse. Where is that $100? Did you take it? No, I didn't. Oh, come on. Did you take it? No, I swear I didn't. And it's like, oh, I know you took it.
How do you live like that?
You know? It's
a lot
hard.
Of people live like that, though.
It's hard.
Like,
a
lot of people are going
It's a good
that.
Movie. It's from, like, it's a really good movie. It's definitely not uplifting.
Yeah, right?
It's not going to make you feel happy.
But it's definitely going to be, like you said, have a couple nominations probably.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
For sure. Yeah. With a story like that.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some good acting there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
very
for sure.
Cool. And that's the movie Beautiful Boy out next week, next Friday.
Yeah, actually, First Man and Beautiful Boy coming out on the same weekend.
Oh, okay.
Two very different movies.
Any movies coming out this weekend that we want to talk about?
Star is Born, but I'm gonna I'm gonna see that. So we
Venom came out yesterday.
Yeah, that's not getting good reviews at all.
Really?
Oh no, it's not getting good reviews. It's getting actually panned, which is unusual for a Marvel movie.
That's
I haven't seen
it. I love Tom Hardy so much.
I love Tom Hardy too, yeah.
So
hot. Yeah.
That looks like the guy that I've been hooking up with. I think it's why I'm obsessed with him. No, I'm not obsessed with him, in case he's listening.
That's why I'm
Maybe he'll take
with
you
him.
To see Venom
Was that
this
a
weekend?
Freudian slip there?
Yeah, he should take me.
He should take
me. I was like, when I saw him, I was like, can we go see you in the movie? Or?
Yeah. That's funny.
Looks just like him.
She was told she looked like
Rosario Dawson. I don't see it.
No?
No, but everyone always says that's me and Gabby.
I see it a little bit.
It's not bad company.
Yeah, it's not bad, but I just don't see it. I think Gabby looks a little bit more
because
like,
we all see each other differently. You know?
Right.
I mean, ourselves differently from what people see us, just like we sound differently to ourselves.
Do we, though?
Oh, yeah. Did you ever listen to yourself recorded?
I feel like I sound the same.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but
do you?
The first time you listen to yourself, you don't think that you sound the same. But then, if you, the more you do it, and you're more, then you,
because you become familiar with how you sound to others.
Yeah.
But I know my voice inside is not the same voice as what You're hearing.
What do you mean? Like right now as you're speaking, you don't think I hear you hear?
No. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I don't hear myself the way you hear me.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder that. But
because
then I watch
it comes from inside. The sound comes from inside. It's not the same thing. When you listen to me, I only come in through your ears. My sound, when I talk, comes from the entire body. The same for everybody else, obviously. But what I'm saying is that you hear yourself differently.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, sometimes when I watch my YouTube videos back, I feel like I sound exactly how I hear myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very interesting. But you're right. Maybe it's because you grew up in a generation where you got used to hearing yourself right away.
Yeah.
Right.
Probably. Yeah,
you see,
true.
My generation,
yeah.
It was like we had to wait a while till those tape recorders and shit.
Yeah. They put themselves on camera right away and they know how they look and they know how they sound instantly.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, when I listen to myself on the radio sometimes, I totally sound different
right
than what I'm hearing.
Right.
Yeah. But at any rate, we're talking about movies. Zoriana Kitt, here for the second time, probably second time of maybe many, many.
I hope so.
Right. And I'm glad you're here. You know, you're a lot of fun.
Oh, thank you.
So what? Let's talk a little bit about what you brought. You brought in a lot of gifts and goodies.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's see. We're gonna give a few minutes to talk about the stuff she brought in. Very cool stuff. All of it, and I think Danny's eyeing some of it.
I got some goodies.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I'll give you a little bit of background on some of these little gifts. So in Hollywood, there are these things called gifting lounges or gifting suites.
I've been to a couple. He never wants to go.
Right. Yeah. I've been to one before.
You didn't like it?
It was okay, but I thought it was dedicated to women more.
A lot of them are. Yeah. So for people who are listening and who don't know what that is, Hollywood loves to give free things to people who don't need free things. That's just kind of the way it works.
That's it.
And it's always tied to some sort of self-congratulatory award show, like the Emmys and the Oscars and the Golden Globes. So it's an excuse to put on this... like this lounge where all these vendors come in with their products and celebrities come through and they give products into the hands of celebrities. And then it helps these vendors raise their own profile because they'll take a picture of a movie star holding, you know, their little pen. And then maybe people will buy the pen because they like that celebrity. So it is a business as much as it is, you know, gift giving.
Right.
So I went to one called GBK. A few weeks back during the Emmys, and it was at the L'Hermitage Hotel up on the roof, which was a beautiful hotel, great setting. And GBK, the G stands for Gavin, and Kylie is his last name. That must be the K, GBK.
Right.
And this guy really does put on a really great, classy suite. There's always food and drinks and all sorts of, you know, free trips for celebrities and free clothes and makeup and all. It's a very, very wide range of products. Like, for example, Burke Williams was there. You know the massage place, Burke Williams?
Yeah. Right,
they had these massage chairs set up and you can get a massage, and then they would give you like a little gift card to come in and get a massage at their facilities, which was really awesome. But some of the things that I brought are things that I thought were really super, super, duper cool. First of all, I always love supporting local people. And there's a hair salon, a stylist called Chaz Dean. And he has a salon in West Hollywood. And he has these products called WEN, W-E-N. And what makes his products, hair products, different than other products is that it's a conditioner, but it's a cleaning conditioner, or as he calls it, a cleansing conditioner.
Right.
So you don't have to use shampoo and conditioner. And it's not a mix of a shampoo and conditioner. It's just a conditioner that actually cleans your hair. But he's got all these amazing scents. Like this one is a new one called Fresh Apple. And he had another one called Cherry Blossom. Mm. And so his line over the years has developed to include all sorts of scents, and not just the cleansing conditioner for the hair, but like The room spray that I brought, and a perfume that I brought. This is a fall Tuscan pear limited edition scent. And then he expanded his product that it's not just when. Oh, and by the way, he makes men's. Sorry. He makes men's products. So for you, there's definitely men's stuff there. Then he's got this line called Bella Spirit. And I gave you
the lip scrub.
The lip scrub. Mm-hmm. So I it smells great. He's local, and I think celebrities, I was told, got a year's supply of his products. So that's crazy.
That's a lot of money.
Like they really need it, right? I mean, like they couldn't afford it themselves. Right. You know?
But it's good business for him, because then he becomes, exactly. Yeah. So I brought some of the stuff for you guys to experience.
So what's his name? Chaz what?
Chaz Dean.
Dean. D-A-N?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, so you guys can check him out, I guess, Chaz Dean on Twitter. But so he's got like Chaz Dean Studio, which is a hair salon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. And that's on Fountain Avenue in Los Angeles.
Yeah, in West Hollywood, yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
So that's, I mean, I love the scents. Like, I'm really big on smells. So
yeah,
for me, it's just smell is so important. So I'm already a fan. Speaking of smells, there was a company there all the way from Toronto, and they haven't even launched publicly yet. They're almost ready to launch. So for some companies, these gift lounges are a launching pad for their businesses. So this particular company is called Athena Roma Pets, and what they have developed are candles without any chemicals or additives, but they're for your pets. Mm. So the scent isn't going to have anything that's going to be irritating, because some scents and oils or synthetic scents aren't really good for your kids or your pets. So they made it in a way that it's safe for your pets, and it's designed for pets who have separation anxiety. So what you do is, like, you burn the candle so the pet associates you with the scent, right? And then when you have to leave the house, you switch the scent to this oil that you open, and then it's like a diffuser. So the scent continues long after you're gone to work, and the pet still has that association. And I think that's just so sweet.
That's cool.
It is so cute.
It is like that. And how can people get that?
Well, they have a website called AthenaRomas.com, and they're about to launch the product. So at the gift lounge, they were like a little teaser, giving celebrities a sample of what's to come.
Right.
So if you have a pet that's going to have separation anxiety, you can
get
AthenaRomas.com out of Toronto, you can put them to work in that way.
Sounds good.
So cute.
And then finally, the pens. We're running out of time.
Yes, my favorite, Pilot pens. They've been around forever. Gorgeous fountain
pens.
That's
true. And you brought us some really nice pens.
I did.
I like them.
I got you gel pens of every color of the rainbow.
Right.
I got Danielle some fashion pens. Mm-hmm. The newest item, I love calligraphy. Do you ever do calligraphy? Oh my God, I'm so
like
into
cursive?
Cool.
But the thing is, you know, you need the ink, and it can get pretty messy. Well, they developed these pens that are already at a different thickness level. There's medium and fine and super thick.
I love
thick.
That stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
And they're already at an angle, so you can just immediately start doing calligraphy and with a regular pen.
Regular pens.
If you need
to
whip out a beautiful love message for your Tom Hardy boyfriend.
Settle down.
Or if you want to write a nice thank you note and you want to just jazz it up a little bit, it's called a lettering pen is what they're calling it. You can't really call it a calligraphy pen because it's an
artist's pen.
Yeah,
you know?
That's very cool. Yeah, an artist pen. You're absolutely right.
I love it.
And these were their newest items that they were promoting along with their regular pens. And I've had a lot of fun. I've just been taking scrap paper and just, you know, right. just doodling and in cursive and getting really impressed with myself.
That sounds good. Well, thanks for the gifts and everything. Of you know, course. We appreciate you shared some of this stuff with us. So which gifting suite did you go to?
This one was called GBK.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Okay.
I went to a few other ones. Maybe next week I'll bring some more goodies for you guys from another place. But there's a lot.
We like free stuff.
There's a lot of gift lounges during these award seasons. But GBK was one that I'm very fond of personally, and I brought some of my favorite.
So they
items.
Brought some cool things there for you.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Now, if people want to find you, Zoriana, where can they find you?
Well, they can find me on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, and it's Zoriana Kit.
Right.
At Zoriana Kit, ZORIANNAKIT.
Right. And you're probably the only one in the world named that, right?
Actually, I've met a few Zorianas, but the spellings have been different.
Yeah.
From around the world, actually, I've met some from Colombia.
Really?
Met,
how cool.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. How long have you been in L.A. now?
20-something
years. Oh, so it's home for you now. It is. Do you like it here?
Oh, the weather. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't have to do Canadian winters ever again.
Right, but weather's not everything I'm discovering, you know? I mean, there's a lot of other things to the place you live than just weather, you know?
Of course. Well, I love the entertainment industry, so being in the capital of the entertainment industry is always exciting, especially if your work is based around that. Right.
What originally brought you out here?
That? Yeah, I actually came here on an assignment, on an entertainment assignment, and then I came here, and I just felt like I never met a city that lived and breathed entertainment as much as I did. And I was like, oh, we fit together so well. And so I went to see an immigration lawyer, and I immediately filed for a green card application. And you know who wrote me a letter of recommendation for my green card? Because when I was applying, I interviewed him and I asked him if he could write a letter. And he said yes. Really? Stan Lee.
Really? The comic book genius.
And he put his letter on Spider-Man letterhead.
Uh-huh.
And when it came time for me to go to the immigration office and show them all the letters and everything, I had Stan Lee's letter with the Spider-Man. And the guy at immigration went nuts. He lifted it up and he was like showing his friends, like, look, it's Spider-Man. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm in this country.
You're in.
Yeah. I'm in.
It. She's American.
I'm in. I don't need any other letters. Stan Lee's the man.
Legit.
You see, sometimes it's just about who you meet and stuff.
Yes,
it's all
exactly.
About that,
it's very true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got to get out of the house, even if it means alone, and meet people.
I know.
I'm telling you.
Okay, Sam. Thanks.
Okay. Not to those godforsaken clubs you go to. You know,
I know.
With all those same people that can't do shit for you.
I know.
You know.
I know. Like my friend was like, "Do you want to go out tonight?" I was like, "Not really. No.
No. Yeah.
Go out
you
for
gotta
a while.
Go to different places. You know. There's, yeah. You know. I mean, like you said, there's everything to do in LA. You know, whatever you want to do, you can do here.
Right.
So, yeah, and like I said, I think there's something to be said for doing some things by yourself, you know, not being afraid to be alone and do things, you know. And I'm rediscovering it, and it's amazing to me. You know, I've been traveling and all this by myself, and I have the best time, you know.
You're right, because I think we're never alone.
Right.
Because we're with our cell phones, which means we're with all our Instagram friends and all our Facebook friends. So we're never alone. And I think it's in silence is when real thoughts come up and real ideas come up or just issues that you haven't dealt with that might bubble up to the surface because you're not busy covering them up with other things.
And you can look at things like remotely, at your life from the outside, you know, looking in. And I was able to do that. You know, you drive, you have time to think and everything, turn off even the music so you can just, and things go through your mind like it's unbelievable.
Right.
When I go hiking by myself, oh my God, I get the best ideas for things.
Yeah.
It's just, the synapses start firing because there's no one there to distract me with their problems or this or that or the other. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Yeah. And then last night I was sitting in traffic, extremely heavy traffic, and only to realize that a few miles down the road, there were a couple of police cars on the shoulder. That was it. Right. And the traffic was just, I'm like, what kind of a life is this, you know? Takes me an hour to do a 20-minute drive, you know?
That's why, and you don't do the 405. You take the back road.
No, I did. They took the 101, but it's still bad, you know? So I'm just trying to hint that I'm about to...
try to leave.
Well, I'm looking at other places, let's put it that way, you know? Mm-hmm. I've been here for 42 years. And so
in LA.
So I don't have bad things to say about it. I just say that I'm tired of it. Right. I've had enough. Mm-hmm. I want something new. I want something different.
What is it? What's your ideal? Is it like a house by the lake? Is it a condo in Florida?
I just came back from Oregon, from a trip to Oregon, and I found my paradise.
You did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never been.
I've never been there either.
It's amazing. I'll show you some pictures and video after the show. You'll fall in love.
Wow. They have a great animation community there, too.
Really?
Like stop motion animation. Oh, like the California Raisins, you know, those guys. Yeah. Like it all, that all started, in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah. You see, but that's the thing. Portland's like a big city. I'm aiming for a nice coastal town. Mm. I've seen several of them. Mm. And it's paradise. It's paradise, I'm telling you. And I'm thinking... I want to be there. I want to be near the ocean.
Well, go there during rainy season and then decide if you want to.
Hey, I love rain. That doesn't scare me at all. We don't get any rain here at all.
Yeah.
So I'm just happy to be in a rainy place. And besides, you know, what I'm saying is you don't commit to forever.
Yes.
You go, you don't like it, you move on.
Yeah.
Right? But
no one's holding you down. You can do whatever you want, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's where I'm at. Yeah, especially the kids are now grown and they don't really give a shit about me anymore.
I wouldn't say that. Settle
they
down.
They don't. They really don't. Okay?
That's
sad.
This
is going to be a few years of not hearing from them until somebody wises up and realizes that, you know, they've been poisoned all along. But what can I say?
Okay.
All right, Zoriana Kitt, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my gosh, I can't wait to come back next Wednesday.
Yes, you'll be back next Wednesday, folks. Yeah. So stay tuned, and thanks, and come back with, let us know how Star Is Born
was. Oh, my gosh, yes, I will let you know.
I remember seeing the one with Kris Kristofferson and Barbara Streisand, and that was, I liked it. You know, I was a teenager when that came out, but I liked it, you know, even though the music wasn't really my style.
Yeah.
But there was something about the story, you know, right? Like he makes her a star and they fall in love.
But isn't that, you know, sort of everyone's dream? It's almost like a Cinderella story.
Right.
Like you get discovered and all of a sudden, like,
your whole life explodes right before your eyes.
By Kris Kristofferson or Bradley Cooper. Yeah. Right. Like, you know?
Right. Exactly.
Like, how can it get any better than that?
Yeah.
Right. You know? It's a Cinderella story.
It really
kinda,
is.
You know? Yeah. Wow. Very interesting. Okay, well, everybody have a great weekend, and we'll see you all on Monday.
Thank you. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.